producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Daisy, don't be lazy. How's that, Richie? For a good...
Well, look at you, Nipsey Russell.
Poetry, yes, here I am. Nipsey Steffen on the Good Day program with things to talk about for Friday, November 27th from the world of what's cooking or what's for sale. There was a lot of cooking yesterday. I ate a lot of stuff I haven't eaten for a long time.
Did you? Like what?
Lots of sweets.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what you binge on.
I know, yeah. And I haven't done a bad job. This morning I've made 3 pit stops already, so that tells you something.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And happy Thanksgiving, belatedly. Those of you who are not with us live yesterday, stay with us today because we are live. There it is. How do you know he's live? Yeah, listen to the sound of the room. Okay, so what's going on in the world? Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer.
What about stopping at some Black Friday sales on my way in, but didn't
Black Friday sales. Yeah. You didn't go to Toys R Us.
I rode right by them.
Didn't go to Best Buy.
Nope.
Didn't go to Target. Didn't go to Sears. Didn't go to Macy's.
Right,
Dick's Sporting Goods. All the stores are open last night. And overnight, Amazon's Black Friday deals started yesterday. Many Black Friday deals started last week, and it's much ado about nothing, as far as I can. And there's no bah humbug here. I just am tired. But I'm not going to say sick and tired because there's something that is sort of that comes with that. Isn't it? You don't want to think of yourself as being sick and tired, but you can be maybe annoyed. Come on, well, this is the same stuff year in and year out. And who are the suckers that fall for this stuff? The people who think they're getting a big bargain.
The people listening to us right now as they're driving around the mall.
Standing in line. Wow. Holiday forecasts suggest the holiday season that lies before us will be the biggest ever on record in terms of sales and amount of money taken in. The holiday retail outlet overall suggests that we, you and me, will exceed our spending from last year by almost 4%, and it will reach between now and the day before Christmas, we will spend $788 billion.
That's a chunk of change.
Adding to the economy. So I suppose that's all good news, isn't it? I would think that would be good news. I think it's good news.
Gets the economy rolling.
Yep. It'll help grow the economy by 2.5%. Economic concerns for those who are woe as me is, oh, well, it maybe is. There's always somebody like that in the crowd, isn't there? Well, but what about this? Well, what about that? If the suggestion is, even if it doesn't get to that number, there's sort of a good vibe that's connected to it in a time when there are a lot of bad vibes around. Yeah, look at the stuff going on in the Middle East. Turkey and Russia and their spat. And then the things that are going on here in our country that we forgot about for 24 hours or maybe 48 hours. Maybe we should just forget about them, period, because we don't seem to be smart enough to figure out how to avoid the same pitfalls. Every week, every day, there's somebody shooting somebody else. Some policeman shoots a bystander, whether they're innocent or they aren't innocent. Yeah.
Had another fence jumper at the White House last night in D.C.
I missed that one, Richie. What? Who is it?
Guy with a
somebody we know?
Flag draped over his back like Superman and a folder in his hand with all kinds of important information he wanted to. And this is after they put new spikes on the top of the fence.
Doing a great job, those Secret Service guys. Congratulations, fellas.
Well, he made it about 10 feet once he got over the fence.
The president has issued a letter of instruction to the 50 governors here in America.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
Reminding governors that they do not have the authority to deny benefits or services to any refugees based on their country of origin, based on their religion. They cannot refuse.
Why not?
Because there's some federal law that says you can't do that or you won't get some kind of federal aid. You see, that's
exactly
how they do it. They tie everything up.
You
want the money.
On top of you.
Yeah. And it's my money. It's your money. It's not his money. It's not their money. It's my money. I don't care. I'm happy to have them be more careful about all the refugees that are coming in here.
States can do anything they want.
What is it that...
Feds will hold that carrot right over top of you and say, if you don't do what we want, you won't get this for your roads, your bridges, your schools,
your
police.
Yep. So how do you feel about that? 888-302-3684. Email to Ken. No, Ken's not here. Ken's gone this weekend, too. To rich@dougstefan.com or doug@dougstefan.com. This is Rich, in a manner of speaking. The governors say they'll find ways. All right. And just, you know what, maybe even not doing anything but bringing it to everybody's attention is a good thing. Another good thing.
You know what, that irks me a little bit, though, for
which
the federal government to tell the local governments they don't have the rights.
Uh-huh.
You don't have the power to stop refugees.
Would this, is this the only guy who would do that? Would anybody else that we have connections to do that?
I'm a local government guy.
Yeah, I am, too. I think that's where the power is and ought to be.
That's where it should be.
And we have let it. I had turkey conversation yesterday with some people. We visited with some nice folks yesterday afternoon. And we had a couple of stops yesterday. Had actually a couple of good visits. But this one was something that sort of melted down into a political conversation. About. And this was a fellow, it was a banker and a government worker that were at the table with us talking about these sorts of things and why we've let the country fall into the state of disarray that it is in, because it is in a state of disarray. And people, there were some young people, millennials, sitting at the table who didn't have seemingly the same approach to authority or to the things going on as others. But I think that's, there's always a danger in that, because you think we put like speak into people's minds, and we say, okay, we attribute, because you're this age, you probably think this way, or because you're from that background, you probably think that way. And that's always foolish, actually. It's not dangerous, it's just foolish, because that's not the way people with a mind work. There are a lot of followers. There need to be more leaders. Maybe that's the stroke here. Maybe that's the mantra. We need fewer followers and more leaders. And then people will say, well, too many cooks in the kitchen, yada, yada, yada. But each one of the categories that we find separating ourselves, whether it's a race, a religion thing, age thing, wealth thing, whatever it is, those people, if we had some intelligent spokespeople, and I see a lot of intelligent people coming along, frankly, who are getting involved in business, getting involved in education, getting involved in life. There was one conversation Meredith and I were talking about in the car coming back last night. Young fella, good kid, high school senior, gets a, works and trying to pay his way through school and that sort of thing. But the attitude, and we both sort of, I don't know if we chuckled about it, but it was the first thing we said when we got in the car and we were leaving. The attitude of this kid was that he ought not to have to work Friday or Saturday night. He has a, I think he works at a restaurant, if I'm not mistaken, and they assigned him to a couple of nights during the week, but because he's new, he has to work Friday, Saturday night.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't want to work on Friday and Saturday night because he doesn't think he should have to. After all, I'm me, and
I don't have to earn my way.
Well, I don't. He didn't really have that attitude. It was just the fact that he didn't think he ought to have to work. Hey, at the bottom of the totem pole, you work where nobody else works. And the work ethic is built around that. I've spent my whole life, maybe on the farm.
I every holiday.
Exactly. Don't have to be at this point. We do it because we feel like it's our responsibility, in a sense, to be here to do some good things for people who do good things to us. And the good thing you do for us, to us, is to listen to the program and many times react, interreact, if you will. So anyway, I'm sort of trying to get at where we ought to be, and I put forth my proposition that if you have Hillary Clinton on one side as a name and Donald Trump on the other side, at least you get a fighting chance of people voting. Oftentimes, there are 30-40% of the people who vote who don't really even know who they're voting for or what they're voting for. And there are those who say, well, if you're uneducated, you ought not to be able to vote. And there's an argument to that. So in this circumstance, I said, okay, you got Trump on one side, at least everybody knows who he is, and Mrs. Clinton on the other side, then you have a fighting chance of picking somebody for a reason, even if it's a reason that's way back in the caverns of your mind. Oh, I remember he said this, or I remember she said that. But in general, millions of Americans, and this kid who was in college in Greece, said, I didn't learn anything about these things in school. I didn't learn about civics. I didn't learn how about the country works. I didn't even learn how to balance my checking account, which was, you know, mana for me, as I believe that those basic things ought to be taught. And it's not an old school, old fogey thing. It's a common sense thing that we have this thing called public education that we spend jillions of dollars on every year, and it's screwed up. It's really screwed up. Isn't it screwed up when you don't know how your government works?
By the way,
it's screwed up when you don't know how your business works, yeah?
Speaking of how your government works, did you know there was an Office of Refugee Resettlement?
No, good God.
Director's name is Robert Cray. He's the one that sent the letter to all the governors.
Yeah, good. Rip it up and throw it away.
I never knew. Office of Refugee Resettlement.
We have got so much bloated government. We have got so much BS floating around. John's in Punta Gorda, Florida. Florida, 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 Florida. Happy Thanksgiving, John. Hi.
Same to you. I'm upset about some of the things what this government is doing, because as you mentioned a while ago, what they want to do if the state does not take in these refugees. These kids, although they are kids, they are the same one that will grow up and turn terrorists in this country. Most people that come from other countries to this country, all they care about is working the American dollar. They don't give a hoot about America.
Mm.
And if you notice, most of them, no matter how poor they are and they come to this country, the first dollar that they own, they use it by a foreign card and turn around and don't play America, say America is racist, America is no good, America go over the world and create problem.
John,
all they want to do is to come here and the American dollars.
Yeah.
And no matter whether that the mother or the children, these children are the same one that will grow up and turn terrorists right here in this country. And here the federal government want to hold the state responsible if they do not bring them in. What type of thinking?
John, take a breath, will you? Take a breath. We got most of what you're saying. It's not easy to understand you, but I understand to the point of being able to say yes to much of that. There are a lot of people who have come here who understand and respect and like and will contribute back again thanks to the opportunities we give them. But then there are others who will come who will take advantage of the situation because there's a weird mindset. In my mind, it's a weird mindset that thinks that people, just because they may have a problem, deserve something extra special even though they didn't work for it. Food for thought, 20 after the hour. Good day.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 and more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sounds like Christmas music, Richie.
That's all this is, yep.
It's music that sounds like Christmas music?
That's exactly, yep.
All right.
That's first okay. It chimes in and boom. It's
the
Christmas
friends
music.
Of Good Day are happy. Hi to Curtis Brady, who is a Facebook friend. Nice to see you. You know, I've never, other than Spiro Agnew, here's somebody named Spiro that I see up on the list. Aisa. That's an interesting lady's name. How do you do? Nice to have you on board with us here on the Good Day program as we exercise our right to the freedom of speech that is so important to radio programs like this. And I say to all of you and to me, Yahoo! I also see that since midnight, or late last night, Black Friday online sales, $500 million so far. Jeez, where did you get all this money? God love them. Keep it coming.
Yesterday, I got off the air here, went home, and it was my job to bring some desserts and the green bean casserole to dinner at my brother's house. So I mix up the green bean casserole, I throw it in the oven, and I tell my wife, I'm going to go take a nap. When the bell goes off on the oven in 30 minutes, go ahead and pull this out of the oven.
Uh-huh.
2.5 hours later, I wake up, and my wife is gone, oh, my God. She forgot to pull it out. So anyway, I have to go to get new green bean casserole supplies. So I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart was closed yesterday.
Well,
I know it'd be open.
Really?
So they're getting ready for their Black Friday deals. All the aisles, all the workers getting all the stuff out. It's got saran wrap around. It's all special and it's covered. You can't shop here.
Yeah.
And the place was mobbed. I hear this morning
they're all
going on a strike here in D.C.
Walmart.
At the Walmart because they want $15
an hour. Bust!
And they want full-time status.
Good for them. Yeah. Good luck on that with
Walmart.
Good luck
with that.
Yeah.
And this D.C., it took them years to get the Walmart in D.C.
Yeah.
Because D.C. demanded that they pay them $12 an hour.
All right. Okay, well, we'll see you all later. That'll sort of be closing up. All right, let's get to some fun stuff from Wendy Williams, who is, as you know, if you're a frequent follower of fashion here, one of my favorite daytime talk programs, always has something good to say, intelligent, perky. She here answers an audience member's question about whether or not adult children should be helping out during this Thanksgiving time.
Every year, my family gets together for Thanksgiving, and I do a big meal.
Okay.
The person that usually helps me is not going to be with us. This year, she decided to join her own family.
Okay.
How do I get my adult children to step in and clean up after themselves?
They're lazy when it comes to helping.
Yeah, they eat everything. They take all my Tupperware. They're like, oh, Mom, this is great. What are we taking home? And then the mess is there.
Well,
what do I do?
This is what we do when we're getting close to, you know, having people over. You know when you order the Chinese food and they have those plastic containers? You start saving them, so then that way, that's what people take, and then they can keep it. That's number one.
Okay.
And then
Chinese
the other
food.
Thing is, talk to your adult kids. Let them understand, you know, Mom needs a break.
They're
and
tired.
Yes, exactly. And so everybody clean up after themselves and help out.
Okay.
And don't take my Tupperware.
Exactly.
Spoiled kids. All right, here she answers an audience member's question about a coworker bringing food for Thanksgiving potluck.
Next week, we're having a Thanksgiving potluck dinner at work, and one of my coworkers who always has cat hair on her is insisting on bringing a turkey.
Okay.
And you know the turkey is the star of Thanksgiving. How can I ask her just to bring some cups and plates without being mean?
You can't, but you just don't have to eat the turkey. You people with cat hairs all over you and all that nasty stuff. This is how people feel about it. Don't tell her. Just don't eat it.
I won't.
Okay.
All right, here is an answer to a question about what to do with an old friend who intimidates new friends.
I have this close friend. We've been friends since childhood. And whenever I meet someone new or meet new friends and we all go out, she goes retro on me, start bringing up all our past stories, and start intimidating my new friends. How do I stop her from scaring away my new friends?
Private conversation, you and her.
Okay.
Bottle of, you know, a box of wine at the kitchen table.
Okay.
And you talk to her about what you observe and what you cannot tolerate anymore. And be nice.
Oh.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, was it smart counter-programming for Hillary Clinton to yuck it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. Those who know her say Hillary Clinton is very engaging, personable, and funny privately, but not publicly. How'd she do when she yucked it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
She's done nothing but go down since she got in this race. And you know, the basic problem is not just the dishonesty over the emails where she can't admit really a host of things, including why she had this separate arrangement. It's also she's just not a very good politician. And every time she tries to tell a joke, it's so painful.
But the problem is that the campaign is telegraphing its intent to roll out a more human Hillary, and that really undercuts
Tuesday,
the
whole. Be funny.
Yeah, exactly. And so say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We know we have a vulnerability here. She's going to go on Jimmy Fallon. She's going to go on The Ellen Show and so on. And so whatever you accomplish there, it gets undermined. I think it's a different strategy. So it's hard to be successful with a strategy of saying, here, this week, we're going to show how much more human and funny somebody is.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thetouchadmiral.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air for Friday, November the 27th. Last Friday, Richie, of November.
Oh, my goodness.
2015.
Time flies.
A week from today, it'll be the, what, the 3rd, the 4th of, let's see, Monday. Tuesday is the 1st of December, yeah, so a week from today will be the 4th, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, hello. What is going on in the what? In the world, come over us.
There we go.
So, for those of you who have been scared by the E. coli outbreak, are they both the same? Is an outbreak the same as a breakout?
No, breakout's like when you're on the lam out of prison.
Yeah, get out of prison. Okay, anyway. Well, the E. coli have made a breakout. They've broken out away from the chicken salad and gotten into people's systems. So maybe that's a breakout. But you see, this is one of those typical examples of, oh my God, I better not eat any chicken salad. Well, there are lots of reasons, good reasons, not to eat chicken salad. But it's not because you're going to get E. coli poisoning because it came from a Costco store. There are examples of these people having problems from coast to coast. Actually, I think there's 11 states where there are Costcos all the way from Virginia across to Washington State. And that tells you something very interesting about the food supply, the food chain, where the food comes from. Those of you who are crazy about local food like me and belong to the locavore movement, and by far the preponderance of people coming along, younger people, are finding there's a real divide, Richie, between those who are concerned about their food and those who don't give a darn. And you can see it in their bodies. You can see it. It's so dramatic how people are with regard to their food choices. So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because the locavore movement is something that I follow. I'm very passionate about it. Being a farmer, I have been somebody who's encouraged this. And so, as a matter of fact, I do a radio program every week. One of the, what, how many programs do I do a week?
Like 12.
I do a few different shows. So this one is called The American Family Farmer. And in that program, we focus on what's going on the family farm, family ag businesses, and also on the locavore movement. Locavore movement defined as people who are interested in good, healthy, locally raised food. Doesn't have to be organic. Natural sort of goes with it. There are a lot of labels that have been put on food, the food supply, and some of them have been bastardized to a point. The value of organic is watered down because the government has let the big companies that are food processors screw it up. But having said that, you realize when you go to certain restaurants or even to food stores how national, almost global, the food supply is. Costco is testing a vegetable mix that they used in their kitchen that supplies this chicken salad to stores all over the country. Thus, there's a problem on the West Coast, and there's the same problem from the same source on the East Coast. The only conclusion you can make, if it makes any sense, is that it all comes out of the same kitchen. And you would find that to be the case. There are some of these national brands that have regional kitchens. Regional, I think that there are. I believe there's only one place in the country that processes McDonald's potatoes, the fries, the Idaho fries. I think, and I believe it's there, but I don't know that for sure. So they process them, they put them in trucks, and they freight them around. Because if you keep them frozen, there's no real shelf life to worry about. But in the case of something like a chicken salad that has a little mayonnaise in it and whatever the mix is that they put in it to give it some flavor, that has a shelf life. So I'm guessing, without knowing, but I think you can put two and two together and come up with four here pretty well, that if you go into a place like Costco and you buy chicken salad, you're probably asking for it. So why would you do that unless you just are not informed? And so I'm here to inform you that it is a dumb move to buy something like chicken salad at Costco. Don't do it. That's it. Eliminates the problem. Two ways of eliminating the problem. Either don't buy it or make sure your immune system is really strong when you eat this stuff. Now, there are a lot of great things to get at Costco.
I think people assume that they're going to get quality food that's safe at Costco.
No. Obviously, that's not the
case. Can't assume that.
No. I think you can assume it when it comes to the vegetables and the fruit that they offer, because you can see that stuff is, again, produce that comes from all around the country, gets shipped into their warehouses and then distributed around. And the one thing that I think you take away from all of this is that we have somehow or other done a great job with the infrastructure in some of the businesses like the food business. We've created genius. Computerized stuff, they can track where a load of food is. They've got a computer program and software, and they identify the truck with some kind of a beacon, and they can tell you where the chicken salad is. Is it in Boise? Is it in East St. Louis?
Yeah.
Is it down in Fargo? Is it down in Port St. Lucie? Where is it? They can tell you where it is. So that's brilliant. That's genius. But you gotta not think that it's too cool. And by the way, why would you have to go to Costco to buy chicken salad? Go to some local store, and if you're going to eat chicken salad, get it at the local store.
You can go to your local grocery market and get it.
Yeah, exactly.
They make it fresh.
Yeah.
In the deli department.
Okay, so now that I've given you that bit of information, it's passion. I'm passionate about food, and I said to Richie, there are plenty of things we ate yesterday that I haven't eaten for a long time. I had a bite of a green bean casserole, some corn. It was a corn casserole that was yummy.
Oh, that's good stuff there.
With a good crispy top like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, was that great. I went back and had a little bit more. Mary's looking at me. And so, you know, maybe like I paid for it a little bit this morning. But it was kind of fun to eat that stuff. And a lot of people, there's nothing wrong with eating it And maybe a steady series diet of it, as long as your, you know, as your system is kind of used to it. I've always had a cast iron stomach, so I think maybe in the last year or two or three or four, maybe since I've known Meredith for the last 4 years, I've been much more sensitive about what I've eaten, and maybe that your system gets used to being not exposed to refined sugars and things like that. Yesterday there was a lot of good blueberry pie around. I didn't want to let sit on the table for too long.
See, all this healthy eating, look what it's done to you.
Yeah, it's made me sick when
can't
I
can't have any fun anymore.
That was fun. It was great. A little ice cream on that blueberry pie. Yummy, 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 yummy. It's 41, almost 42 past the hour. In a moment, Uri Geller joins us from the set, the studio of his new television program in Amsterdam. That's up next with a thought about what is going on. How synchronistic are we in our world? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bullandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that 3 U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Bull & Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bowlandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at bowlandbranch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
Got your phone handy? A recent survey from Straight Talk showed that 77% of Americans check their phones at least once an hour for texts, emails, and voicemails. And the same survey found that 40% of Americans would rather forego their morning coffee than forget their phone for the day. Needless to say, Americans are hooked on phones. So a smartphone makes a perfect holiday gift. For the Android hooked, Straight Talk is offering the Samsung Galaxy S5 smartphone for just $229 this Black Friday weekend. And Apple lovers can grab the iPhone 5S for $299. For only $45 a month, Straight Talk offers 30 days of unlimited talk and text with the first 5 gigabytes of data up to 4G LTE speed, making it easy to save money on your wireless plan without having to compromise. Looking for a great gift for you or a loved one? Stay connected with Straight Talk phones and service plans exclusively at Walmart. Log on to StraightTalk.com for more.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
All right, we have 45 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Richie and Uri Geller. Uri is a mainstay of the program because he has so much to say, and the way he says it is very helpful, and what he does is very helpful in terms of how people move their lives along. He's been called a mind motivator, paranormalist, all kinds of things that have made him a great entertainer, great communicator. He's working on a television program that'll be seen in Amsterdam. Well, you'll be seen in, is this just for Belgium, or is this for, the Netherlands, or is this for all of Europe? Where is this program to be seen?
Okay, so I'm right now in the studios, stepped out to do your show. I see it and I had to go to one of the toilets because there's so much music around here. This is a network, almost like what ABC, CBS, NBC,
right.
And it's televised every Friday live all over Holland, and they now call Holland Netherlands. And obviously it's in Dutch, and Dutch is quite a difficult language, so we have earpieces with translators, our words are being subtitled onto the screen. It's a huge production. There are about 300 people working on my show. You know, that is from, you know, the sound people, the lighting, stage, props, etc., etc. So it's huge. And rehearsals begin in the morning just to make sure that we know and we are just ready for the live show, because it is live and anything can go wrong. So it's a kind of nerve-wracking.
All right. I have a daily input service. I have actually four or five different sources each day that I get information from, and I get motivation from, and I'm reading something that feels to me and looks to me like it's right out of the Uri Geller playbook. The focus of this is our thinking, and how positive thinking so dramatically increases anybody's ability or chances of success, no matter what he or she is doing. How does that apply to you, and when did you first become as positive as you are now?
Well, I definitely believe, Doug, that people with stronger or more vivid imagination are more successful in life, because simply everyone in the world wants to be successful. Everyone wants to have lots of money so they can buy a house and send their kids to school, university, and so on. So I think that if you visualize things in your mind, you can materialize them, because you're the architect of your own life. So obviously if your visualizations and your thinking, it's positive, if you're a positive thinker, then you make those things materialize. It is a mystery of exactly what happens. Is it some type of a subliminal or unseen energy that your mind emits and makes things happen? We don't know, but statistically, looking at individuals who became successful, you will find out that 95% of them were positive thinkers. They believed in themselves and they thought of success.
So how easily do you think people absorb this information? Do you have to have the right mindset, or have you found over the years you've been able to convince people that the way it's worked for you is the way it can work for them?
It can work for everyone, and I very easily allow all my books to be read free of charge on my website. One of my little empowerment books is called Uri Geller's Little Book of Mind Power.
Yep.
Just go to my website and read it, and it'll enhance your way of thinking. It'll motivate you. It'll empower you. And you will see that there will be positive changes in your life.
See, I think that's really, your thoughts are things. There are all kinds of bits and pieces of information out there for you to absorb. Some people criticize those like you and Deepak Chopra who make money or have a career doing it. I never understood that. I mean, what the heck? That's part of what you do is a service, and it's valuable. And so why wouldn't you think it has, there's a monetary, there's something monetary attached to it?
Yeah, but Doug, you know that in life, there are skeptics out there in every field. There are people who are against politicians, against actors, against singers, against radio people. Come on, Doug. Not everyone likes you. You know that. Let me put it this way. If we are liked by 60% of the people, let's say thank you because we are on the top 10.
All right, Richie, say thank you to the 60% of people who like me and like Rory and like you. Actually, you know what? I get a kick out of this. This is really something that is kind of cool. I get calls from people who say, I'm never going to listen to you again. You did this, that. And then 2 weeks later, the same person calls up and says, I told you I was never going to listen to you again if you did that again. And, you know, that kind of silly stuff.
Yeah, but Doug, you're missing the point because those 40% who don't like you listen to you all the time.
Well, they listen anyway. Exactly right. Thank you. That's the point. Yeah. Uri, good job. Good luck with today's television program. Check out Uri Geller's website, Uri, UriGeller.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Yeah, this sounds too techy to me, but it's okay. We're working our way into
honky-tonk
tech time on Good Day, 53 after the hour, so all of our technologists are snoozing away. Nighty night, and so here we are, ready to perform for all of those who've been out shopping. We got some inside information on how the credit cards that you are using may be working differently. So you probably need to get smart about the chip credit cards, and we'll have that information for you. And I may defer a bit to Richie, although I know you all think I'm an expert when it comes to that sort of thing.
That's right, you are. We all do that. We all do think you're an expert.
We all knew that. Yes. All right. So Tech Talk time. Stand by on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bullandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that three U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Bull and Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bullandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at bollandbranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
All right, so let's see if we can get to the bottom of, first of all, shopping visits, where you're going already, what's online, what's in the store, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I said earlier, if you didn't hear me, that so far it's $500 million and counting. The 24, it's actually less than 24, because most of the stores didn't open up until yesterday afternoon, last night. Online shopping, though, for Thanksgiving Day. Supposedly, this aura that's around Black Friday and, you know, the deals you can get next Monday, because it's, what is it, what do they call it, Weird Monday, or what do they call it?
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, that's what it is. Okay, that's weird, too. So, so far, Richie,
yeah,
through Thanksgiving, there have been 243 million shopping visits in the name of Black Friday or early Cyber Monday sales, or just whether there are deals or not. I think what's happened here is people have been so psyched up by the advertising. This is where advertising works so wonderfully. People think no matter what they get online, it's a bargain. And that's not... No, that's not true.
I think they're going to water down Black Friday. I think,
well, they have already. That was the point we were talking about yesterday.
Right, with all these early deals,
right.
Black Friday's become just a name. It's going to be a watered down.
Right. Yep,
nothing.
Yep. Okay, so let's see here. This is something I saw on SimilarWeb.com. People using their wireless devices and desktop computers to visit online stores yesterday. So yesterday, apparently, not only was a lot of eating going on and watched a few football games, but like 274 million people went or visits online to various sources. And one of the things that's becoming confusing for people is how you experience and use these chip credit cards.
Yeah.
This is the first year.
This is going to create a little bit of a wait for people today.
Wait, how?
Well, everybody's going to try to swipe their credit card who's not used to the chip. The chip is the chip and pin. You slide in the slot of the credit card machine from
the
bottom.
So you do it, the person at the cash register.
Go to the cash register, and instead of swiping it, the magnetic card, you actually slide the card into the bottom of the...
Face up. The chip facing forward.
And you leave it in there for a good 15 to 20 seconds.
The opposite of what we are used to doing, swipe it fast and get it so they can read
it. You leave it in until it says approved and you take it out. It takes about 15 seconds.
So it's slow.
But I think it's going to slow down lines because people are going to try to swipe or they're going to put it in the chip thing and then pull it out before it's ready.
Yeah.
So help everybody behind you and put it in, leave it in until it's approved.
The good thing about these new cards is most of them have these fraud protection.
You're way more protected than we were last year.
All right. So there's some good news attached to that. Info from those of us who are caring on Good Day at 59 F.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.